Let us pray. Our beginning is in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Peace and grace are given unto you from God the Father, in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us sing Psalter number 137. The mighty God Jehovah speaks and calls from earth, from sea to sea, from beauteous Zion, God shines forth. He comes and will not silent be. Devouring flames before him goes, and dark the tempest round his grows. We said 137.
Thank you.
We will read a part of the Word of God that you will find in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, beginning by 35 to 46. We said Matthew 22, beginning by verse 35 to 46. But let us first listen to the holy law of God. God speak all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which had brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt make to thyself any graven image, nor the likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or in the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, as showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor and dwell in work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God, and that thou shalt do no manner of work, thou nor thy son, nor thine daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thine cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thine gates. For a 6 day the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is. And he rested the seventh day, wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that in days may belong in the land with the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt cover a neighbor's house. Thou shalt cover a neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and the great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? And they said unto them, The son of David. He said to them, How then doth David in spirit call him Lord, saying, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand, till I make thine enemies thy footstool. If David then called him Lord, how is he his son? And no man was able to answer him a word. Neither durst any man from that day forth ask them any more questions. But so far. The text of this morning you will find in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 6. We say the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 6, where we read the Word of God, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. We will speak to you about Lord's Day 6, where the Catechism speaks after the Word of God about the only mediator of God and man. We will read that part. Lord's Day 6. You have the book all before you. There we read, why must he be very man? And also perfectly righteous. And the answer is, because the justice of God requires that the same human nature which had sinned should likewise make satisfaction for sin. And one who is himself a sinner cannot satisfy for others. Why must he then be imperfect, be also very God? That he might, by the power of his God, sustain in his human nature the burden of God's wrath, and might obtain for and restore us unto righteousness and life. Who then is that mediator who is in one person very God and a real righteous man? And as the answer, our Lord Jesus Christ, who of God made unto his wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Question 19. Whence knowest thou this? And the answer is from the Holy Gospel, with God himself revealed first in the paradise, and afterwards published by the patriarchs and prophets, and represented by the sacrifices and other ceremonies of the law, and lastly had fulfilled it by his only begotten Son. So far. So we hear this morning of Christ. He said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. So we know that is the only way, the truth and the life. You know, in John 14, the Lord said, be not be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. In that house my father are many mansions. If it were so, I would have told you. But I go and prepare a place for you. And when they come again, I shall receive you to myself. And Thomas said, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how shall we know the way? And on the Lord Jesus said, Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto me, to the Father, but by me. And oh, congregation, have we did understand that our mind and our soul, nobody comes to the Father but by me. I think you would fly to the Savior. Oh God, I am lost to eternity. And this morning you reveal that wondrous word, that you say to me, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. That we may listen of never before as seek such a Savior for the lost, and he saved to eternity. I would ask you a question. Can you go out of church without that Savior? That you know this morning that the Lord himself said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Then you go saved out of church. And your whole life is a life of the glory of God. But you seek salvation where it is, and that's only in Christ. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And that is in Hollis' taal. Johannes 14, vers 6. Niemand komt tot de Vader dan door mij. Zo wij horen deze morgen van de enige middelaar Gods en der mensen. En we hebben altijd, laten we maar eerlijk wezen, heel wat te praten. Van de morgen tot de avond. Maar is deze werkelijke waarheid tot onze ziel doorgedrongen? Dat de Heere vanmorgen klaar tot ons zegt, niemand komt tot de Vader dan door mij. En nu weten we dat. Van kind af aan. Maar wat heeft dat uitgewerkt in ons leven? Want hier hangt eeuwige dood of eeuwige leven. Daar is niets tussen. Want we weten uit het onfeilbare woord van God. Niemand komt tot de Vader dan door mij. Wat is de goedertierenheid Gods groot? Dat wij dat mogen weten. Maar onze verantwoordelijkheid is geweldig tot in eeuwigheid. Als wij dit woord aanhoren, zoals we een brief krijgen, en dat we zeggen, wel, dat is een stuk, dat leggen we naast ons neer. Dat is nou werkelijk geen bijzonders. Maar als de Heilige Geest werkt in uw hart. Niemand komt tot de Vader dan door mij. Dan heb je de blijde boodschap. Dat is alles. Dat is de hele waarheid. En ge zijt zalig als ge dit beleeft. Dat ge gemeenschap hebt met Christus, zoals Paulus zei, en het heeft God behaagd zijn Zoon in mij te openbaren. Shall we ask for that great blessing. Most gracious God, why we thank thy holy name that we may come in the house of prayer and that we may listen to that wondrous word, nobody, no man coming to the Father but by me. Wilt thou work in our midst with thine Holy Spirit, in young and old. Wilt thou bring this word, Lord, to our inner soul, that we may believe it is the truth, that no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And may it be in comfort that we may hear it, Lord, and that we may rejoice that thou hast revealed in thine gospel that wondrous word, what we confess before thee, we are all lost in ourselves, and we have no future. But thou hast for the paradise to today declare that wondrous name of thy beloved Son, that we listen of never before and never rest, that we know out of thy word, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Oh, to feel in our hearts, most gracious God, that thou hast given thine only begotten Son, and also revealed that great wonder, that thou art satisfied in him whom thou hast sent. The angels sung already, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to it, man. And to the day we may proclaim that wondrous word that thou hast revealed. Remember thine people, Lord. Will thou sustain their faith? And he may feel this morning communion with thee by the Holy Spirit. And that thou testified in our midst, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Wilt thou bless us, Lord, for time and eternity, for soul and body. We thank thy great name, Lord, that thou hast given the family Boekestein and the family Suet, both and girl, and thou hast made all things well. How shall we praise and thank thine holy name? Wilt thou give thanks in the hearts of the parents, and with a praying heart, Lord, that thou didst children may give that great benefit that it may be born again. May thee also from the young hear the word of God. And also the parents, and we all together pray for the children, that he may grow up to the glory of thy name. Well, I remember people that is in sickness that come that could not come to church. Will they bless them home and will restore. We thank thee, Lord, that zoon kom van de Netherlands. En thou hast brought him safety to us. Wel thou geven tank vol hart, Lord. That he may receive that benefit out of thine hand. Other people go this week to the Netherlands to visit their family. Lord, will thou bring them safety over the great water? And bring safety to us, we ask it, Lord, for thy name's sake. Remember us in all ways. Wilt thou forgive all our sins, Lord, blotted out in the blood of thy beloved Son. We confess, Lord, we have nothing to pay. But we ask it in the name of him who himself revealed in the word of God. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Hear us for his sake. Amen. Let us sing the Sabbath Psalm. 251. It is good to sing thy praises and to thank thee, O Most High, showing forth thy loving kindness when the morning lights the sky. It is good when night is falling of thy faithfulness to tell, while with sweet melodium praises sung of adoration swell. We said all the stanzas of 251. the part of the Word of God that we have read this morning. There comes the Lord Jesus to say, what do you think of Christ? You know, the Pharisees that ask many questions, especially about the law. And the Lord Jesus answers all the questions. When he asked, Master, what is the great commandment? He answered, thou shalt love the Lord with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and the neighbor as thyself. That is the whole law and the prophets. And we said all together, indeed, that is truth. But the Pharisees were always busy with many questions. But now comes the question to you and to me. The question of all questions. What do you think of Christ? There's a question. We talk about all things. But what do you think of Christ? What do you think of his person? What do you think of his work? What do you think of his offices? What do you think of his death on the cross? What do you think of his resurrection? What do you think of his ascension? What do you think that he sits on the right hand of the Father? What do you think when Christ comes soon again? So there's a question of all questions. What do you think of Christ? I would say to me, indeed, preacher, that is an earnest question. But I feel eternal woe of eternal happiness depends upon the answer of this question. This is a question of life or death. But how many questions you ask, and how many questions are in your life, they are all gone when the time is there that we shall pass away. What do you think of Christ? So there is personally, that's not for your neighbor, but for your own personally. You know the answer of Peter. He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And indeed it is. And when Thomas came with that question, you know his answer. He said, my Lord and my God. You know it. So the Lord's Day 6, it speaks only of the mediator of God and man. But no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Let us read question 16. Why must he be very good man? and also perfectly righteous. And in question 17 we hear, why must he in one person be also very God? And our catechism instructor gives a clear answer. Why? Well, you hear the answer, because the justice of God requires that the same human nature which had sinned should likewise make satisfaction for sin. And one who is himself a sinner cannot satisfy for others. So in question 16 and 17, we hear of the true righteous man and also the true God in one person. So here is a soul that is asking for the way of salvation. And as this soul meditates upon that, that soul is wondering, God and man in one person. You think about it and we meditate. God and man in one person. You would say there's a mystery above our mind. In one person, the Holy God and a holy man. Well, why is it necessary that he is also man and also perfect righteousness? That means a man without sin, always holy from the morning to the evening, always living by the holy law of God, with all his mind, with all his heart, with all his soul, and also paying all the guilt and all the sin. And you meditate again upon it, and you would say, this is a holy teaching. God and man in one person. And you think about the justice of God requires that the same nature, the same human nature, which had sinned, should likewise make satisfaction for sin. Holy teaching. He is one with us. Think on Christ when he was born. So we are born. And as you see Christ, you would say, how precious is he? Born without sin. Born without original sin. And as we think of Christ, he grew up, and on all his walking and on all his talking, but without sin. He was hungry. He was thirsty, without sin. He could say, who convinced me of sin in his whole life? He liveth always after the commands of God's law. And oh, he must pay. And he has paid all the guilt, all the sin. He must be of our human race. He is the only high priest revealed in the word of God, without sin and a righteous man. And who would satisfy the holy justice of God? And there is one answer, no man can satisfy the holy justice of God. Well, think it over, sinless and a righteous man. Psalm 49 said clearly to us, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give God his ransom for him. For the redemption of the soul is precious, as ceased forever. But eternal wonder, the Lord Jesus Christ can and shall save his people from their sin. So that is clear, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Dan comes question 17. Why must he in one person also ferry God? And that is the answer, that he might by the power of his Godhead sustain in his human nature the burden of God's wrath, and might obtain for and restore us unto righteousness and life. So that's a clear answer. He took the whole wrath of God upon himself. He took away the eternal debt by his work. He restored righteousness and life. And as you feel this morning, you would say, eternal wonder. And it is so. That shall to be a wonder to eternity. And he shall sing always to the glory of his name. He gives eternal life. And as you think about that, he chose the debt for himself. His Godhead sustained him. And he restored righteousness and life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And you say, well, preacher, we have heard that many times, and it is indeed, it is so. We have heard it already when we were children, little children. That the Lord teaches already, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. So he took the debt himself and gives eternal life. And not only to eternal praise to him. Well, we meditate upon Christ. Think it over. and enter between God and your soul. What is your desire? Well, think it over. What is your desire? There is many grief. There is much sickness. There are many troubles. And if you think it over, I like a good living. I like pleasure of this time. Good food and drink, nice clothes, and so on. But think about Christ. He took away eternal debt and gave eternal life. What is your desire this morning in the house of prayer? What do you think of Christ? But that is between gnashing of teeth to eternity in the fire of hell. And he gives eternal joy to praise him forever. There is no sin anymore. There is no trouble. I would ask poor soul in our midst, who seek it all here in this short time we are on this earth, but we know it is so short. And as only by faith in him. And then we have salvation here and to eternity, salvation hereafter. Do you feel no man cometh unto the Father but by me? Then question 18 comes, and we hear a soul that has desire after him. Want here is asked, who then is that mediator? That is one person, both God and man. That is God and man, real, righteous man. And you see this real question this morning for your soul. Who is he? Where is he? Here is a soul that is full of interest. What do you think of Christ? It is the only mediator. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And so the Heidelberg Catechism, the instructor, comes to the full answer. And as you see it as the Heidelberg instructor, it is all light. But our Catechism said, our Lord Jesus Christ, whom of God is made unto his wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption is all in him. Do you see that all darkness is gone? All sin is gone? It is only in him, the Savior. And God himself had given him as wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. It is all in him. Do you see the sun of righteousness this morning? Do you see the bright light to eternity is in Christ? Well, so are experienced children of God. As speaking of the work of the Holy Spirit. In gladness and sorrow. In sickness and pain. In praying and in singing. And you would say, he is all. And that to eternity. You feel our words are too pure. It is the language of the Bible that speaks in the Catechism. Our Lord Jesus Christ, ours by faith, our Lord Jesus Christ. You feel here is given a warning, and that is given from God. But oh, congregation, he is ours, or he is not mine. There is nothing between. Here speaks love, and here is gladness, ours by faith. Who has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Wisdom. Well, that means that without him is it all darkness. But with him it is all light. Righteousness in him, in ourselves, unrighteousness, ungodly. Sanctification, does in him alone, out of Christ, sanctified, whole our life. It is so, as the Lord said when he was on table with his disciples, I am the true vine, and ye are the branches, and my Father is the husbandman. In him redemption, and that is complete. God's image again restored, so it was in the paradise. And that is in him alone. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. We go on. Our Heidelberg Catechism is leading us after the word of God. And it comes the next question, 19. Whence knowest thou that? And as a right question, who had told you that great wonder, wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption? Do you feel here is a man seeking after God? Here is a man with one desire, how shall I be restored For the Holy One, whence knowest thou this? And the answer is complete satisfaction. Hear the answer. I know it out of the gospel. That is out of the word of God. God himself said it. And oh, blessed knowledge from the holy gospel. If you think of this answer, our catechism does not say out of the Bible. We would say that was very good. But he said out of the gospel. So the whole word of God is the gospel. There he speaks of the covenants revealed. And so the fountain of all knowledge is the word of God. So the gospel does it wonder, the gospel preaching. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And that is the glad tidings this morning. How great is the love of God that he tells us such a wondrous way. The catechism said, from the holy gospel, when God first himself revealed in the paradise, and afterwards published by the patriarchs, by the prophets, and represented in all the sacrifices and the other ceremonies of the holy law. And lastly, he had fulfilled this by his only begotten Son. So we know that the Bible is the gospel. From Genesis to Revelation. And as you think about that congregation, man, God runs after man. And he said, no man body, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. I think you feel this is the glad tidings of all tidings. Adam has heard already, Eve had heard already. There in the paradise, there was punishment after the fall of Adam and Eve. And now we have the gospel this morning. So from that time, from the paradise to this morning, 1971, the same gospel. And always the same person. Oh, in the paradise there was punishment of sin. And eternal death followed upon iniquities. And but eternal wonder, this wonder is revealed in the gospel. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I think on Eve, I think on her husband, Adam, I think on Abel, he was the first that to go to the glorious places to sing glory to God. I think on Enoch. I think all the fathers of old die prophesied already of him, Christ, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Als je denkt aan Enoch, you know him. He prophesied already, the Lord cometh with his 1,000 angels to judge. This he promised on the last day. Ever did the Lord? He took Enoch up to heavenly places. In the time of Noah, that time speak of him. Hear it, his father said, and his name shall be Noah. For the same shall comfort us. The Lord had cursed this earth, but then Noah was comforted. Abram, he saw Christ by faith, and Abram was satisfied. In that time, Abram saw Christ. And I think often the old fathers, we think sometimes they have not much light about Christ. But I think, congregation, they have more light than we know. They saw Christ by faith. You know, Abram saw him already by faith and was satisfied. David had much communion with Christ. He said of Christ by faith, as you sing the Psalms and you read the Psalms, you read of Christ. But I think on Isaiah, and I read chapter 53, he spoke about the life of Christ and the sacrifice of Christ. The whole ear and eye was on Christ already under the Old Testament. And we ask again that question, when knowest thou this? And we would say, out of the gospel. That God himself revealed in the paradise as one. So the word of God is the only foundation of the knowledge. What without the word of God? We have no knowledge. Therefore the Lord Jesus said personally to us, sure the scripture, they bear witness of me. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Let you sing of him. In 192. Oh gracious God, forsake me not that I am old and gray, that unto those that follow me I may thy might display. And the third and the fifth of Psalm 192. Congregation, when we go home, we will say, "This is so clear, there cannot be a misunderstanding. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." He will come. It is all promised in the Old Testament. He came in Bethlehem's manger. He fulfilled it all in his life, in his death, in his resurrection, in his ascending to heaven. And as I think now, he sit on the right hand of his Father. How blessed is he. And now he comes again. We know soon we all shall see Jesus. But he is the life and he is the resurrection. And as I think, he comes in the clouds. And all eyes shall see him. And more shall come to him. So long the world shall stand, we hear the wondrous tiding, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. So today is the day of grace. You hear it. And what shall you do as you go out of church? We know this all. No man cometh to the Father but by me. We like to hear news. And here is the great news of all the ages. That new gospel that shall be new to eternity. Hear it again. No man come to the Father. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And that is God's treasure. You know the knowledge of the Pharisees were great. But they do not know him. But when we read in John 9, there was a blind man. But this blind man knows him. He opened the eyes. And the people asked him, "Why has opened your eyes?" He said, "I do not know. But only one thing I know. I was blind, and now I see." And that we read later on, and Jesus found him, and he said, "Believest thou in the Son of God?" And the blind man who was before blind, he said, "Lord,
How is he? And the Lord said, I am he that speaketh with thee. And we read of the blind man, he worshipped Christ. You can read it in John 9. See, that's the wonder of all wonders. And we see clearly, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Later on, Paul, he said, it pleased the Lord to reveal his Son in me. Well, that is it. It is all in him. But in him alone. What he teaches the humble wisdom. But preacher, you will say, I know many things out of the scripture. And I would say, well, that is a blessing. But above all things, dearly beloved, are you able to say, I know that a Savior liveth, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. I know in the experience of faith, the one has more light than the other. We hear out of the word of God that there are babes in Christ, children, young men, fathers, but all the same have one desire, and it is to know Christ. That is a new heart. That is new life. And that is it alone. That is the great knowledge. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So we know this morning it is only in Christ. There comes the great question. Do you live out of Christ? Is he your wisdom? Your just righteousness? Your sanctification? Your complete redemption? But as you live out of yourself, well, congregation, I have to say, you are dying, and that to eternity. But there is peace in him, but in him alone. There is no other hope. That's in the gospel revealed. From the paradise to today. I know there is much strife in your life for this time. There is much trouble. I know it. Are you dying on yourself? There is much strife in life. There is much strife in faith. And all this strife is against you. It is the world is against you. And the prince of darkness is against you. But there is hope. No man cometh unto the Father.
But by me, wat een glorious tijding.
En by faith we learn, salvation is in him. And glorification shall to eternity in him. The Holy Spirit himself teaches this lesson of faith by the word of God. And we would say, blessed faith to live out of Christ. And then after that, O people of the Lord, you shall see him face to face. And you shall have eternal communion with him. And then forever. Never sin. Never in dark cloud. There is no pain. There is no strife. There is it always without sin. I would say, how sweet shall it be with him. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Well, I have told you, what is your only comfort in life and death? And the answer, that is not, are mine own, but my blessed Savior's own. He had paid for me with his precious blood. That is the only comfort in life and death. Amen. Lord, thou hast told us this morning wondrous things. Thou hast so clear said to us, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. What a blessing, O Lord, that we know that. And we ask thee, wilt thou it sanctify to our hearts, that we believe all what is without Christ, in him only wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. How glorious is thine beloved Son. Oh, who shall praise him for that wondrous work. Lord, will thou apply it to our hearts for Christ's sake. Bring us again, Lord, in the house of prayer this afternoon. And wilt thou bless us with thy glorious blessings in the forgiveness of all our sins. Amen. Let us sing 198. 125. O God, by thine anointed Son, with truth and righteousness endowed, that justice may on earth be done, the meek protected from the proud. It is Friday evening closing Bible school, 8 o'clock. I think that's all. Huh? Thank you. of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you. Amen.